This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. In a moment, we'll talk with naturalist and farmer Greg Quinn. His notes from the current farm coming right up. But first, let's talk presidential politics. Florida Senator Marco Rubio announced that he'll run for president at a rally in Miami's Freedom Tower, which is nicknamed Ellis Island of the South for Cuban immigrants. Rubio told his supporters he feels uniquely qualified to be the politician who can show the GOP will defend the American dream. The 43-year-old senator was elected in 2010 and is now the third Republican in the race, joining Ted Cruz and Rand Paul. All three were elected with support from the Tea Party. Texas Senator Cruz welcomed Rubio into the race, saying Marco is a friend and colleague whom I greatly respect. He is a strong addition to the Republican field and will undoubtedly elevate the debate for all of us. Rubio gave a review of his campaign themes in a video released late last week, using clips of speeches discussing the need for a new American century. Rubio has taken his first dig at Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton, calling her yesterday's candidate. Our weekly guest is naturalist and farmer Greg Quinn, who's responsible for helping to bring black currants back to the U.S. market and, in fact, grows black currants on his current farm in the Hudson Valley, New York.
I'm Greg Quinn with this week's Notes from the Current Farm. For oft when on my couch I lie in vacant or in pensive mood, they flash upon that inward eye, which is the bliss of solitude. And then my heart with pleasure fills and dances with the daffodils. William Wordsworth's poem, Daffodils, is but one of many literary tributes to what may be one of the most recognizable flowers in the world. It's widely celebrated for its bright yellow declaration of spring. There are dozens of varieties and hundreds of hybrids of daffodils. We all know the happy yellow blossoms that are everywhere in spring, but the family also includes the paper whites we bring into bloom indoors in the winter, jonquils, which produce multiple blooms on the same stem, and the pink, orange, and multicolored hybrids on the market today. They all belong to the botanical family Narcissus. The name comes from the Greek legend of a handsome young man named Narcissus, who one day, while walking along a quiet stream, happened to look down and notice his reflection in the water. He was so vain, or what we call narcissistic, he fell in love with the face looking back at him. So great was his perception of his own beauty, he ignored all other people and things in the world so that he could spend all of his time admiring his own image. He was unable to move or even look away, and eventually succumbed to starvation. The gods transformed him into a daffodil flower, bent over, looking down, so that he could remain at the side of the stream forever. I find it interesting that the word Narcissus is also linked to the Greek word for narcotic, meaning intoxicated or numb. In keeping with this vanity theme, these plants don't like to share their beauty with other spring blooms. They contain a chemical in their sticky sap, calcium oxalate, which is poisonous to tulips and other cut flowers. So when combining spring flowers in a vase of water, remember to keep the vain narcissi separate. The poisonous calcium oxalate crystals also provide the daffodils with a deterrent to most animals. So unlike with tulips, rabbits, woodchucks, gophers, and deer won't eat them. Daffodils propagate in two ways, asexually by bulb division, which is why they naturalize and spread so easily in woods and fields, and sexually from the seeds located in the ovary, which is that bulbous part of the stem just below the flower. Bulb division will produce exact replicas of the plant parent flower. But if you collect the seeds from the ovary, store them in a cool, dry place for the summer, and plant them in the fall, they will produce a whole new hybrid of daffodil. After blooming, be sure to leave the foliage until it begins to turn yellow, which may not be until late May or June. These green leaves will be manufacturing chlorophyll during that time, which is the necessary food for next year's blooms. Shakespeare praised them in his Winter's Tale. Daffodils come before the swallow dares and takes the winds of March with beauty. To hear a podcast of this and previous notes from the Current Farm, and to find out why currants were outlawed in the United States, go to currants.com. That's currants with an A.
And with naturalist and farmer Greg Quinn, I'm Mike Bennett. You're listening to America Weekend. America.
weekend.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
The IRS says the average refund this year will be about $3,000. What can you do with $3,000? Doris Christopher turned it into a $700 million machine.
Her goals were simple. Help families make meals at home, work but still spend time with her kids, and make enough to pay for their education.
So she started a business in her basement and asked friends to host parties where she sold her goods.
Soon, people were asking to do shows for her. When Doris sold the Pampered Chef, she had over 60,000 party consultants serving over 12 million customers who spent over $700 million a year with the company.
What will you do with your refund this year? Your answer may help you find big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. In the 1970s, Harley-Davidson attempted to battle the Japanese bike explosion with 350cc and under bikes. ABM found two 125cc Harley-Davidson pizza bikes. Posted with today's show. Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. From 77 up until last year, Harley-Davidson manufactured no motorcycle smaller than 700cc. In the old days, Japanese manufacturers forced HD to hook up with a little-known Italian aircraft manufacturer, Aramaki. From 50cc up to a 350cc four-cycle monster, HD's love affair with the Italian-made motorcycles ended in 1978. Two bikes, one red, one blue, shown in original patina at AmericanBikerMinute.com. American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.